Footnote Press presents Between Starshine and Clay, Conversations from the African Diaspora, written and read by me, Sarah Ladipo Manyika, with a foreword by Bernardine Evaristo. This audiobook includes the original recordings from my series Conversations Across the Diaspora for San Francisco's Museum of the African Diaspora, MOAD, with prominent figures including Claudia Rankin, Koluswa Sithole, Wole Soyinka, Dr. Henry Louis Gates Jr., Anna Deavere Smith, Lord Michael Hastings, and Senator Cory Booker. Sometimes I feel discriminated against, but it does not make me angry. It merely astonishes me. How can any deny themselves the pleasure of my company? It's beyond me. Zora Neale Hurston, How It Feels to Be Coloured Me. For Julian.
Foreword by Bernardine Evaristo. Reading this book felt like entering a large house with 12 successful black people sitting in their own rooms inside of it, and then being guided by Sarah Ladipo Manyika from one room to the next in order to sit down with each person and hear about their careers, ideas, and lives. I was enthralled and felt emotionally and intellectually nourished by their stories, each one impressive, all of them so different. Between Starshine and Clay is quite unlike anything I've ever read before, playing as it does with form and structure, but also in terms of its transcontinental and transcultural expansiveness, which thereby opens up a world of riches to the reader. Most of the people featured in its pages are known to me because they have, or had, global reputations as leading intellectuals, activists, and creatives. I have been a fan of many of them, and it was fascinating to read more about them and to gain valuable insights behind their public personas. However, the only one profiled whom I actually know in person is the pioneering British publisher Margaret Busby. The essay about her life fills in the gaps of my knowledge about one of our literary trailblazers who broke two records as Britain's youngest and first black woman publisher. Here, as elsewhere, Ladipo Manyika's writing is so beautifully written and descriptive, the reader is immersed in Busby's backstory, her extraordinary family ancestors who were also pioneers, the childhood in Ghana, education in Britain, setting up what would become an important publishing house in the 60s when she was just a 20-year-old university student, the world-renowned Friends and Associates, the seminal Daughters of Africa and New Daughters of Africa anthologies. As I read on, I realised that this book reveals, through various life stories, what it has taken for these people to succeed, what it takes to have a vision and work towards it, what it takes to be an original thinker who forges your own path, and what it takes to become a leader, whether it's in the arts, academia, politics, or public service. But this isn't a dry manual for success, far from it. It's a series of interviews and profiles that engage and illuminate its subjects, while revealing something of their personalities and personal narratives. It's worth noting that profiles and interviews with successful people only tend to appear in print and other media to promote a new creative venture or to celebrate a landmark event. So it's highly unusual to read pieces that exist to honour and celebrate people without a marketing motive behind them. It provides the opportunity for a more open and unexpected exploration. Ladipo Manyika is genuinely interested in everyone she writes about, some of whom she knows well, and all of whom are from her wider communities. Her style is affirming and empathetic without appearing hagiographic. She recognises the talents and achievements of these exceptional individuals with a tacit awareness that, especially in societies where we are minoritised, we ourselves can...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?